This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, this morning when I was walking to the masjid for Salat al-Fajr, I saw the full moon and absolutely beautiful sight, and it looked so close as if I could touch it. And that reminded me of two things, the bad news and the good news. Not bad in a bad sense, but you know, something to regret. And the good news. The bad news is that half the month of Ramadan is over. The good news is that half the month of Ramadan is over. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about what happens to most of us around midpoint in Ramadan, which is fatigue, which is sleep deprivation catching up, which is, may Allah forgive me for saying it, but laziness. And this hits mostly it hits those who have been making a special effort to do their best in Ramadan, to make the best of Ramadan. So people who have been praying Taraweeh, all 20 rakat, people who have been reading more Quran than they normally read, people who have been listening to lectures on the tafsir of the Quran or other you know, useful and good things, those people are hit the most. Not surprising, because shaitan always tries to do one of two things. He tries to prevent you from doing a good deed, or when he can't do that, he tries to reduce the impact of that good deed. He tries to nullify that good deed by making you do something or stopping you from doing something. Now, what is it that we are probably stopping ourselves from doing? And that is, we are stopping ourselves from being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He gave us. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send a month in which the reward of the nafil becomes the reward of the fard, the reward of the fard becomes 70 times that reward or more, the gates of Jannah are opened, the gates of Jahannam are shut, and in the last 10 nights, and among those 10 nights, in the odd nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down a special night called Laylatul Qadr, the worship in which is equal, is more than khayrun min alf shahr, more than the worship in 1,000 months. Now, when you have all this and you're feeling tired, for example, if you're feeling tired because usual complaints we have is the recitation in Taraweeh is too long, or the Qari who's reciting is doing it too slowly, I wish you could do it faster. Now, these are, right at this point, these are thoughts in the heart and in the mind. If there is any tafsir session happening, if there is any explanation of the Quran, and remember, the explanation is only because we don't take the trouble to understand the Arabic language, and we don't take the trouble to understand what is being recited. If we understood that, there would be no need for anyone to do any tafsir, because we could understand what we were reading. But alhamdulillah, because we have this facility that somebody reads out or gives their tafsir understanding and their an explanation for what is being read, we have thought in our mind, you know, I wish it was shorter, this is like too long, and so on and so forth. When we talk about sending durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we feel, oh, this is taking too long. And if somebody tells you that on Fridays, try to do even more. So if you are sending 100 durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 100 salatun salam, then on Friday make it 1,000. Then we feel, oh my God, how long will it take? Is a standard question, how long will it take? And meaning that I wish it could be done in a shorter period of time. Point I want to make for you is this. I remind myself and you that even though the shayateen have been chained, there is one which is inside us, and that is our nafs. And this nafs of ours, this desire or self of ours, is the most dangerous of the shayateen. And the reason why it's dangerous is because the reason is the same reason why cancer is dangerous. because it involves our own body cells. The nafs, my nafs is me, right? My nafs is me. It's not coming from outside. So therefore, just like the body does not fight cancer because it's their own cells, we don't fight our nafs because it is ours. And this is what the nafs does. And this is from shaitan, because shaitan is trying to reduce or nullify the value of the good deeds. Now, how is that to be done? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, أَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِسْتَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّا عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, which means, verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the blessing for which you are thankful. Yeah? Announce to them that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the one who is thankful, Allah will increase the blessing. And verily, the one who is ungrateful, let him beware of the punishment which is severe. Punishment of Allah which is severe. Inna adabi la shadid. Verily, my punishment is severe. Now, the question is that when we are saying, or at least in our hearts, when we are feeling that the tilawat of the Quran is too long, what are we really saying? Just think about that. What is the tilawat of the Quran? Is it simply listening to a tune? Is it simply listening to the Qari who is reciting very well and you enjoy it, and maybe now it's like too long, instead of 45 minutes, it is now 1 hour, 1 hour, 15 minutes, 1 hour, 1.5 hours. Forget all that. Forget the tune. Tilawat of the Quran is the hadith of Rasulullah. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 10 hasanat, 10 good deeds for every letter which is recited or read. Every letter, 10. And then he said, I don't say that alif, lam, mim is one letter. Alif is one letter, lam is one letter, mim is one letter. So if the qari, if the imam is saying alif, lam, mim, or if you are reading alif, lam, mim, you got 30 hasanat. 30 hasanat. So when you are listening to the Quran, just do the sums. One page of the Quran is 15 lines, right? Now take an average of say 5 words per line. Okay, average of 5 words per line. 15 lines, right? How much is that? 15 fives is 75. 15 to 5 is 75. Now, that is 75 words. Do the sum some more. How many letters in each word? Just look at an average word in the Quran. Count the number of letters. Multiply that by 10. That is the number of hasanat. That is the number of hasanat that you got for listening to one page of Quran. Which is roughly what the Qari will recite in one rakat. If you are doing 20 rakat, so one juz, and if you are doing one juz per night, then one juz is about 20, 21 pages. So the Qari is reciting roughly one page per rakat. And that is the number of hasanat you got for just listening to one page. Now, what is the value of a hasana? The value of one hasana is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. One hasana is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. And you are getting that many hasanat per page of the Quran. So now what does shaitan do? What does your nafs do? Your nafs makes you resent that. Your nafs makes you lazy about that. Your nafs makes you think and feel, I wish it was less. You wish what was less? Ask yourself this question. You wish what was less? Are you saying to yourself, I wish I could get less good deeds, fewer good deeds? Now tell me, if that is what you are saying, what does that sound like to you? Gratitude or ingratitude? Thankfulness or thanklessness? If it is thankfulness, Allah will increase the blessing. But if it's thanklessness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, beware, my punishment is severe. So what are we going to do if we spend the whole of Ramadan listening to all that Taraweeh, the whole Quran is finished, but when we look at our book of deeds on the Day of Judgment, it's blank. Why is it blank? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this person didn't want it, so remove it. Is that what we want for ourselves? Same thing when we are looking at listening to something good, whether it's tafsir of Quran, whether it is some other lecture or something to remind us about the greatness and glory of Allah, to remind us about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to remind us about the Akhirah. This amounts to a mahfil or majlis of zikr. And what is the hadith about the majlis of zikr? There are malaika whose job is to find these majalis. And when they get to that majlis, when they get to that gathering, they stay there, they fill the space, one of layer upon layer until they reach the first heaven. So as you are sitting there in this dars, halaqa of dars, or you are sitting there maybe looking at it or watching it on your phone or on your device, or you are in salah in the masjid, you are not alone, right? We have 6 feet of space between people, but remember that space is filled with angels, with malaika. We have iman in al-ghaib, in the unperceivable. So today the malaika are in the ghaib, but they are there. The space is filled with malaika, alhamdulillah. And then when the majlis is over, they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, but they go and report, and they say, Ya Allah, we found this majlis. These people were engaged in your dhikr, and they were asking for your forgiveness, and they were asking for Jannah, and they were asking for protection from the nar. I'm making this hadith, I'm shortening it, just the gist of it I'm telling you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are going to be the witnesses for these people the day of judgment. I have forgiven all of them. Now, when you want that majlis to be shorter, what are you saying? You're saying you don't like this forgiveness. That time of ours, remember on the day of judgment, when we see our book of deeds, we are going to see two kinds of deeds. We are going to see deeds, I hope, I'm saying two, can be three. I hope the third one is not there. The first kind of deed, which I hope we will not see, is deeds for which we can be punished. We ask Allah for His forgiveness. Haram, doubtful, bid'at, shirk, kufr, whatever. All kinds of sins which we did, deeds for which we can be punished. I won't say we will be punished because we ask Allah for His forgiveness, but we can be punished. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. Second bunch of deeds are deeds which we will be questioned about. Then Allah will decide whether to punish or not to punish. But definitely these are not deeds for which we are likely to be rewarded. At the most, nullified. Effectively, what does that mean? It means that 1 hour, 2 hours, 10 hours, 10,000 hours in my life has no value. Good side is it didn't get me punishment, but bad side is I had this opportunity to create value for myself, but I didn't do that. Waste. And the third bunch of deeds will be those deeds for which Allah will reward me, inshallah. Right? Now, where would you want to put your time in Taraweeh? Your time listening to beneficial lectures? Your time listening to the tafsir of the Quran? Your time engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Your time spent in sending salat and salam and durood and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In this list of three things, where would you like to fit it? Obviously, it's not something for which you will be punished. It's also not something which is going to be a waste. Where is it? Something for which Allah will reward you and me. As I told you, what is the value of one hasana? The difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Specific reference to sending salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who sends salat and salam on me one time. Listen carefully. A person who sends salat and salam on me, durood on me one time, Allah will do three things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will send salam on that person 10 times. For every one salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send salam on this person 10 times. Second thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out one sin, will wipe out 10 sins, and will write in 10 good deeds. Right? 10 actual sins that the person did will be forgiven, and 10 good deeds which the person never did, free good deeds, will be written into his account. And the third thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise that person's level with him 10 times. Right? So if I send durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam 100 times, what happens to me? In that period, I get 1,000 salam from Allah, 1,000 good deeds free in my account, 1,000 sins wiped out, and 1,000 darajat before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased for sending salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam only 100 times. Do the sums. If I increase that to 10 times, if I'm doing it 1,000 times, think about that. Now, what does Shaitan do? Shaitan tells you and me, this is too long. This is too long. Alright. So, my question is, what else could you be doing which would be better than doing something which attracts the salam from Allah, which attracts blessings from Allah, which wipes out my sins, which gives me free good deeds, and which raises my levels with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is it that I could be doing other than this, which would give me better than this? Right? That's an oxymoron, it's a stupid question, but this is, I have to ask this question. Ask yourself this question. Second question to ask yourself is, those of you who have this thought in your mind, and I hope you never said it, I hope you never messaged somebody, I hope you never wrote a note to somebody, I hope you never went and told somebody, why don't you shorten your recitation? Why don't you recite faster? Why don't you shorten the extent of your lecture? I hope you never said that. The reason I'm saying it, because if you said it, then you made the malaika witnesses against you on the day of judgment. Right? So go and fall in sajda and cry and weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness. Otherwise, it is likely that all the good you did will get wiped out from your slate. Because you expressed irritation. You expressed your lack of patience. You expressed dislike for the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope you never said it. But even if you are feeling that, ask yourself one question. And that question is, did you ever ask for Super Bowl to be reduced? Did you ask for the duration of Super Bowl to be reduced? Did you ever say, I hope Super Bowl could be shorter? Did you ever say, I hope Wimbledon could be shorter? Did you ever say that I hope the ODI could be shorter? Right? Now you add to your list. Do you ever say that Ertugrul could be shorter? Did you ever say that your Netflix which you watch could be shorter? But you say that you wish the Quran recitation could be shorter. Did you ever try to listen to Ertugrul on double speed? Did you try that? Try. But you want the Qari to recite on double speed. Please, my brothers and sisters, let us get real. Let us get real. We love Allah or we don't love Allah. If you don't love Allah, do what you want. I don't care. But if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah you do. Don't destroy it. Do not allow your nafs to destroy that love of Allah, that dedication, that beauty that Allah gave you by being ungrateful. This is so sad. It is so bad. And this is what happens mid-Ramadan. That's why I'm doing this reminder. I call it the mid-Ramadan booster. It's like the vaccination. You need a booster shot. So apply the booster shot. Right? Make istighfar. Make lot of istighfar. Give lots in charity because that is what cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make sincere tawbah. And if you were among those, I hope you are not, but if you are among those who actually went and said this to the Qari or said this to somebody, go apologize. Go apologize, not for that person, but because you don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the record book only to have your complaint recorded there. Also let the apology be recorded there so that it will cancel the complaint. Go apologize to that person. Because I'm extremely sorry, I'm ashamed of myself that I asked you to read faster or I asked you to read less or something. I'm extremely ashamed of myself. Please forgive me and ask Allah to forgive me. Go tell the person that. And then make lots of istighfar. And give lots in charity so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. Do not cancel out. Do not waste your good deeds. Alhamdulillah, you're doing good stuff. Don't let it get wasted. Do not let shaitan come in the way. Do not let your nafs come in the way. And destroy all that we have tried to do in this month. Right? It's okay to get tired. Alhamdulillah, it's physical. Your sleep deprivation catches up with you. Alhamdulillah, no problem. For all you know, this may be my last Ramadan. For all you know, this may be your last Ramadan. There are how many people who were with us last Ramadan and not with us today, did they know that last Ramadan was to be their last? Just in the same way, we do not know which Ramadan is going to be our last. Let us treat every Ramadan as if it will be our last, so that if it is our last, then we don't die with this regret to say, I wish I had done more. Right? So let us do the best we can do. And when we start feeling tired, when we start feeling irritated, when we start feeling that something should be shorter, reprimand yourself. Reprimand yourself. Don't tell the other one to shorten it. You reprimand yourself that you don't have the patience to listen to the greatness and glory of Allah. You do not have the patience to listen to the tafsir of the Quran. You do not have the patience to listen to the recitation of the Quran, even when you know that you are being rewarded enormously. There's no way of comparing it. If I was giving you dollar bills, you would have, you know, the masjid would have been jam-packed with people. And every one of those dollar bills you would have to leave behind in this world. But the hasanat which Allah is giving you and me will be with us, inshallah, with Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, when we meet Him. Let's put things in perspective. We call ourselves intelligent. Let's demonstrate that. Right? So make lot of istighfar and tawbah. Gird your loins. Get ready. Get energy for the good news, which is half of Ramadan, only half is over. Bad news, half is over. Good news, only half is over. We still have another half. Let us make sure that that half, we undo whatever bad we did and we fill this half with beautiful deeds, with huge rewards. For whom? For ourselves. You for you, me for me. They, them, them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to forgive us, to guide us, to correct us, and to reward us in keeping with His Majesty and grace, and to continue to give us this Ramadan in good health until its end. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue that good health and iman and so on till the end of our days, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.